Good morning. You are tuned in to Community Radio, listener-supported KGNU. I'm Maeve Conran, and coming up on today's Morning Magazine, we'll get a report from last night's Boulder City Council meeting. The City of Boulder is taking steps to mirror the state of Colorado in its response to the new coronavirus. After that, we'll hear what the Community Foundation of Boulder County is doing to support local nonprofits amid the coronavirus outbreak. And after that, we'll hear from El Centro Amistad about their efforts to reach the Spanish-speaking community with accurate information. We'll also have information about local school districts' food pickups. Some of them are scheduled for today for families that are impacted by the school closures, where many students rely on schools for food. After the comment line, it's time for science, and today on How on Earth, we'll hear an extended interview with author Bob Frank about his new book, Under the Influence, Putting Peer Pressure to Work. At 9 o'clock, it is Alan Watts running out this morning's news and public affairs. But first, we'll begin with the latest local headlines. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, there are currently 160 positive cases of coronavirus in the state. However, Governor Polis said on Monday that there are likely thousands of undetected cases in Colorado. Scott Buckman, the state public health incident commander for COVID-19, told reporters on Monday that the state is doing all it can right now to keep up with the demand for testing.
We are doing everything we can at the state lab to work through the backlog. As we know, the volume of testing that has been required in response to this incident has been overwhelming. We have not had as much support from our private partners as we expected to have. Their focus seems to be on working with their clinical partners right now. And so we are working through our backlog. The state lab is now working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've hired additional staff members. We have hired additional people to work on calling out results. The system that we normally use is not one that a lot of our providers are familiar with. We have found that particularly with the drive-through testing, the normal way that we report negative results is not getting back to the patients. And we're working to have our call center start making phone calls to alleviate those issues.
The CDPHE drive-up testing facility at the Denver Coliseum was overwhelmed with people seeking tests over the weekend. They will resume testing today with a site outside of Telluride on the Western Slope. According to a press release from the agency, the state is prioritizing testing in mountain resort communities. This is because of the transmission of the disease that has been documented in these areas with a high number of tourists. Telluride is the first location for these efforts. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Jared Polis announced that all restaurants and bars in the state must close except for takeout and delivery. He also ordered all gyms, theatres and casinos to close. On Monday evening, the Longmont City Manager, Harold Dominguez, declared a local disaster emergency and announced that the city was closing three additional buildings to public access. Effective this morning, the Civic Centre at 350 Kimbark Street, the Development Services Centre also at Kimbark Street, and the Longmont Service Centre on South Sherman Street are all closed to the public. Longmont's emergency declaration follows ones made by Lyons, the City and County of Boulder, Erie and Nederland. A state of emergency declaration allows communities to access state and federal resources and funds. Two Colorado counties have joined a statewide lawsuit against new oil and gas air quality rules that they say are unfairly impacting rural areas. The Daily Sentinel reports that Garfield and Mesa counties have joined seven other counties in the lawsuit against the state's Air Quality Control Commission, the Air Pollution Control Division, and the Department of Public Health and Environment. The lawsuit opposes rules that the commission adopted, among a suite of regulations that state agencies would use to comply with a bill that rewrites oversight of oil and gas development that was Senate Bill 181 enacted last year. The other plaintiffs in the case against the state include Moffat, Rio Blanco, Cheyenne, Logan, Phillips, Sedgwick and Yuma counties. They're all members of the Western and Rural Local Government Coalition. And while the coalition supported most of the regulation revisions, it challenged some of the measures, including emission controls on certain storage tanks and semi-annual leak detection and repair inspections for facilities with specific emissions levels. In today's weather, some freezing drizzle in parts of the Front Range and some areas of patchy fog that should all start to clear by about 9 o'clock. Overall, though, it will be partly cloudy, clearing to some partly sunny skies a little bit later. Highs in the low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny skies in the forecast for Wednesday with a chance of showers, but warmer tomorrow, highs in the low 60s before rain coming in Wednesday night and a rain snow mix on Thursday, giving way to snow for Thursday night and Friday. It is 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU. Boulder City Council held an emergency meeting last night to hear updates from several local health officials on COVID-19, to mandate closures and to decide how to proceed with future meetings. KGNU's Ros Brown has more.
The emergency session replaced the meeting that was to be held tonight discussing possible creation of a library district. To abide by distancing recommendations, council members and staff sat far away from each other in council chambers, with two members calling into the meeting. Council determined that Boulder will follow the state's example and close all restaurants and bars, gyms and theaters for 30 days. Takeout, drive-through and delivery of food will still be permitted. Gatherings will be limited to 20 people on city-owned land, but may be lowered to groups of 10 depending on the spread of the new coronavirus. The city manager has the power to institute such restrictions during states of emergency, which the city declared on Saturday. In a presentation to council, Jeff Zayak, executive director of the Boulder County Public Health Department, confirmed 7 positive or presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 in Boulder County. He encouraged council to proceed with public closures.
With every one of those decisions, it has significant impacts in our communities. And it's extremely sad that we're at this point, that we know we're going to have to do this because it's the best way to control the disease. It's going to have impacts on our folks in our communities who don't have access to services. It's going to have impacts on our businesses who don't have the ability to pay their employees. And we know that these impacts are significant, and we don't take any of these decisions anywhere in the state lightly. So it's a pretty difficult time right now, and it's really a no-win situation.
Regarding those experiencing homelessness in the community, council members were told Navigation Services, now located on 30th Street, has been moved to the Boulder Shelter for the Homeless on North Broadway, a support facility for homeless residents experiencing symptoms of the illness and awaiting testing is likely to be set up at either the East Boulder Recreation Center or Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont. Mayor Sam Weaver wanted to know from Robert Vissers, the CEO of Boulder Community Health, if the Boulder Hospital feels ready for what could be a huge influx of patients.
Do you feel like you have, at the moment, given the rate of disease spread that you've seen so far, do you feel like Boulder Community has capacity to handle what we're going to see?
Well, I think the short answer is right now we can, but it all depends. I think it depends on where this peaks and what the numbers are and how many really sick people we have all at once, which goes back to Jeff's point that anything we can do right now very aggressively to mitigate the spread and even just flatten the curve, and I'm sure you've all seen the diagrams and the explanations. Anything we can do to flatten that curve, even if it doesn't reduce the overall cases but spreads the case burden over weeks to months, we're much better prepared.
Council also discussed how to prevent evictions, given anticipated widespread temporary job losses in the community, especially for food service and hospitality workers. City Manager Jane Brodigan assured the community that essential city services, including water delivery and processing, law enforcement, and fire rescue agencies, will be operating. Council will likely have future meetings to discuss COVID-19, but they will be held remotely until further notice. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.
Many local organisations are being impacted by what's happening right now with the coronavirus, and in particular, many non-profits that are seeking to support the most vulnerable who are already struggling in the community. To that end, the Community Foundation of Boulder County has established a new fund for COVID-19 to support some of those community partners. I spoke with Jeff Hirota of the Community Foundation of Boulder County.
Well, we're hearing concerns about adequate human resources, that their staff and their volunteer corps are depleted, and that there's also insufficient access to sanitation supplies. There's a need for non-perishable food, especially high protein food. And then for folks who are sheltered, there's a need for additional space to provide safe distance between people. And then, of course, there's a concern about the hit on the present and future financial well-being of these organizations and their budgets.
I know so many local nonprofits rely on volunteers as well, with information and directives really being given by public health officials to practice social distancing and to not gather in large crowds. Is that impacting the human resources of many of these groups?
Absolutely. That's one of the main things that we're hearing, that their human resources are strained. They need to keep doing that work.
Give us a sense of what kind of services many of these groups provide, because as we always see in times of crises, it's communities and groups that are already vulnerable that are hardest hit in these times.
One of the hardest things that's happened is the ceasing of congregant services such as food provision, which means that food needs to be delivered to people, and those volunteer ranks are depleted. Transportation of people who require help with getting from one place to another. Distribution of food at sites where people would go. If you can imagine the entire safety net system, and particularly the frontline provision of services being impacted, where folks aren't able to gather and volunteers aren't able to show up to help, it's really quite a profound impact.
So to that end, the Community Foundation of Boulder County has established a fund to help these organizations. Give our listeners a sense of what's happening.
Well, we've been conducting emergency point-in-time surveys with frontline service providers to get a sense of what they're dealing with and how we can help. And we're concentrating our efforts with those agencies that serve the most vulnerable, who are also the most susceptible to COVID-19. These would include seniors living in poverty, people experiencing homelessness, people living in poverty with compromised health conditions, and so forth. And so the fund will work in prevention, response to infection, which we hope will be blunted, and long-term help with organizations that are impacted in this way, serving these folks. So we just launched the fund, and it's available by going to our website. The Community Foundation website is www.commfound.org, commfound.org. And we're trying to draw resources from all available sources and get them out for support as quickly as possible.
What would you say to people, Jeff, in these times that are very, very challenging for so many, but particularly our most vulnerable, that we're being told to practice social distancing, and yet really what's needed is a collective response to what's happening? And it really underscores that we are, as a community, all in this together. And so there are two different concepts that we're trying to balance here.
This is a challenge for sure, that at a moment when we most need to come together, we're being advised to stay apart. And so we need to find ways to support each other through all other available means, short of physically gathering, through social networking and through media and so forth, and collectively supporting each other, not just financially, but emotionally as well. This is a time when we're sort of redefining the way community gathers, and I think we can do it, and I think the Community Foundation can play a role in helping with that.
So for a lot of these resources, I know people can go to your website, and in terms of the fund, what's the best way for people to find out information about that, whether or not they want to support it or whether they might need to tap into it?
Well, the best way to access information about the fund is through our website. We'll be reaching out directly to nonprofits at kind of the epicenter of this crisis. So we're not issuing a request for proposals and an open call for proposals. Rather, we're working directly with those agencies that are serving these most vulnerable populations.
But Jeff, is there anything else that you'd really like listeners to know?
Well, this is a fast-moving, dynamic situation that we don't have a lot of experience with as a community. And so I think we need to be responsive and patient with each other and take care of each other. And the Community Foundation is privileged to be a part of that response in the community.
Well, Jeff Ferocia, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us on KGNU.
It's our pleasure, and we're here to serve.
That's Jeff Hirota, the CEO of the Community Foundation of Boulder County. Well, regarding the need for volunteers in the community and how impacted so many local nonprofits are, the Boulder Office of Emergency Management is today opening the Emergency Operations Center. And with that comes a branch that will spearhead volunteer efforts. They'll be putting out messaging on where people can register to volunteer and also reaching out directly to the community to discuss specific needs. Now, KGNU will continue to cover this and we'll connect you with all of the information. Right now, people can go to Help Colorado Now. If you do a Google search for Help Colorado Now, you can sign up and get information moving forward. And we're going to be really paying attention to how local nonprofits and vulnerable communities are being specifically impacted. Now, one area of need that is being identified is food. Churches are offering to put together boxes of food, and the Community Foundation of Boulder County is saying that they're going to match them with organizations in need. And another area that the Community Foundation of Boulder County is working on is daycare. With many large centres closing, they're hoping that churches or other organisations will jump in to help families. Of course, so many families are impacted right now with the schools being closed. So we are continuing to cover this on KGNU. We'll bring you that information on volunteer opportunities, but also resources available to many of us, in fact, to the entire community, but particularly those who are hardest hit and marginalised already in society. Well, we are committed to keeping the community up to date with information on what's happening and, as I said, connecting you with resources. We're partnering with many local organisations in reaching out to communities that are often most impacted in times of crisis. And to that end, we'll be airing PSAs, public service announcements, with information and resources in English and in Spanish. These will be running throughout the day. And we'll also continue to give news updates in the morning news. That's just after 8. Again, at noon, in the afternoon news headlines, just before 3, and at 6 o'clock every weekday and also on the weekends. Well, this morning, KGNU's Rosanna Longo speaks with one local nonprofit that's working directly with the Spanish-speaking community.
Jorge de Santiago with El Centro Amistad gives recommendations to a Spanish-speaking community in Boulder County. De Santiago stresses that our families need to follow only the advice that comes from the health department to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Las medidas que están tomando nuestro condado, de acuerdo al Departamento de Salud del condado de Boulder, hay que seguirlas. Y todo lo podemos prevenir simplemente haciendo esas recomendaciones, ¿no? Lavándose las manos constantemente, no tocarse la cara, especialmente los ojos, la boca, alejarse de las personas que estén, sientan o que se vea que estén tosiendo, estornudando, o que tengan algún un síntoma de resfriado. Y si alguna de las personas familiares muestra un síntoma de ese tipo, lógicamente los pasos a seguir es llamar a su doctor, estar en casa, no salir de casa y tratar de ver y observar el proceso de ese resfriado. Si tienen los síntomas que están anunciando que este virus provoca, pues entonces a tomar acciones más fuertes.
El Centro Amistad receives communications from the Health Department that provides local information in Spanish to our community. Recently, they also receive a communication from Boulder Valley School District that has a plan to distribute food in a time of emergency. De Santiago says that it is important to let Boulder Valley School District families know that it will not be required to show any identification to receive the food supplies.
El distrito escolar de Boulder acaba de mandar una lista de... Es una lista, es un plan que está creando el Distrito de Distribución de Alimentos de Emergencia, que se va a llevar a cabo la siguiente semana. Se va a llevar el martes 17 de marzo y el jueves 19 de marzo de las 11:30 de la mañana a la 1:30 p.m. Y los lugares o las escuelas donde puedan recoger las familias estos alimentos son las escuelas primarias, como la escuela primaria Creekside, la escuela primaria Crestview, la escuela primaria Columbine, la escuela primaria Emerald, la escuela secundaria de Luzview, la escuela preparatoria de Midland, la escuela primaria de Pioneer, esta de Pioneer está en Lafayette, la escuela primaria de Sánchez también en Lafayette, y la escuela primaria de Juni Hill, que está aquí en Boulder. Algo importantísimo que este documento que me llegó es que no necesitan traer documentos de identificación para recibir los alimentos. Entonces, de alguna manera, creo que es importantísimo que las familias reciban esa información, distribuirla, especialmente en el condado de Boulder, con las familias que tienen a sus hijos en el distrito escolar de Boulder, porque es verdad, muchos de esos niños desayunan y comen en la escuela.
That was Jorge de Santiago with El Centro Amistad speaking with KGNU's Rosanna Longo, letting families in the area know to follow the advice of the health department around preventing the spread of COVID-19, and also giving information that the Boulder Valley School District will be providing emergency food to families that rely on the school to provide nutrition. This is while the schools are closed. Now, BVSD will not require any documentation to receive the emergency food. There will be different pickup areas and times today, March 17th, and Thursday, March 19th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 in the following schools around Boulder County. The elementary schools of Columbine, Creekside, Crestview, University Hill, Broomfield, Emerald Elementary. In Lafayette, school pickups at Pioneer and Sanchez Elementary, at Louisville and Netherland High School. And you can find out more information at food.bvsd.org. Now, the St. Vrain Valley School District is also distributing food through Friday. It's distributing breakfast and lunch food to students, families and staff members at 11 school sites. And the daily pickup window is from 11 a.m. to 12:30. And at most of those sites, people who are getting the food are asked to drive up and stay in their cars while district employees pass out the bagged meals. You can find out more about that at svvsd.org. And Erie Uplink is also planning to distribute Tiger packs of bagged food that were to be given to Erie students who receive subsidized lunches. And that distribution happens today from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Calvary Bible Church in Erie. Do check with your local school district on their plans for distributing food during this time, as many local schools have identified this as a critical need while the schools are closed. And don't forget, you can find all of this information in English and Spanish at our website, kgnu.org. It is 8:28 and it's time now for the comment line.
Hi, I'm calling just to say how much I loved the How on Earth show on Tuesday, March 10th. I just finished listening to it. First, I thought the information about hand washing was super useful and answered a lot of questions I've had as well. And secondly, it was really a treat just to hear the hosts of that show sitting and chatting and feeling like I got to know a little bit more about what they're like. And they have fabulous senses of humor, and so it was really a treat to listen to them. And I wanted to just call and let them know that I am a person who does like their show and especially liked this episode. Thanks.
And that is the comment line. The number to call is 303-447-9911. You can leave a comment anytime, and we air the comment line on Tuesday mornings. Just a reminder, we are giving regular updates throughout the day on air as the state is dealing with what's happening with COVID-19. We also have a lot of resources available, information, and as I said, resources for the community. It's all online at kgnu.org. And on Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., we'll be doing a live call-in show, taking your questions with two biosafety medical experts and a virologist. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday evening. All of our coverage is online at kgnu.org.